Unit 8. Text. Daydreaming has always had a bad reputation, but now scientific research has revealed that daydreaming may actually improve your mental health and creativity. It can even help you achieve your desired goals. Daydream a little. Eugene Rotsup.
Daydreaming again, Barb? You'll never amount to anything if you spend your time that way. Can't you find something useful to do? Many youngsters have heard words like those from their parents, and until recently, this hostile attitude towards daydreaming was the most common one. Daydreaming was viewed as a waste of time, or it was considered an unhealthy escape from real life and its duties. But now some people are taking a fresh look at daydreaming. Some think it may be a very healthy thing to do. Attitudes toward daydreaming are changing in much the same way that attitudes toward night dreaming have changed. Once it was thought that nighttime dreams interfered with our needed rest, but then researchers tried interrupting the dreams of sleepers. They learned that sleepers who aren't allowed to dream lose the benefits of rest. They become tense and anxious. They become irritable. They have trouble concentrating. Their mental health is temporarily damaged. To feel well again, they must be allowed to dream. Now researchers are finding that daydreaming may also be important to mental health. Daydreaming, they tell us, is a good means of relaxation, but its benefits go beyond this. A number of psychologists have conducted experiments and have reached some surprising conclusions. Dr. Joan T. Freiberg has concluded that daydreaming contributes to intellectual growth. It also improves concentration, attention span, and the ability to get along with others, she says. In an experiment with school children, the same researcher found that daydreaming led the children to pay more attention to detail. They had more happy feelings. They worked together better. Another researcher reported that daydreaming seemed to produce improved self-control and creative abilities. But that's only part of the story. The most remarkable thing about daydreaming may be its usefulness in shaping our future lives as we want them to be. Industrialist Henry J. Kaiser believed that much of his success was due to the positive use of daydreaming. He maintained that you can imagine your future. Florence Nightingale dreamed of becoming a nurse. The young Thomas Edison pictured himself as an inventor. For these notable achievers, it appears that their daydreams came true. Dr. Harry Emerson Fosdick believed that the way we picture ourselves is often the way we turn out. He offered this advice: hold a picture of yourself in your mind's eye, and you will be drawn toward it. Picture yourself vividly as defeated, and that alone will make victory impossible. Picture yourself as winning, and that will contribute immeasurably to success. Do not picture yourself as anything, and you will drift. The experiences of some athletes seem to confirm this belief. For instance, John Ulsees, a former pole vaulting champion, used daydreaming techniques before each meet. He would imagine himself winning. He would vividly picture himself clearing the bar at a certain height. He would go over all the details in his mind. He would picture the stadium and the crowds. He'd even imagine the smell of the grass and the earth. He said that this exercise of the imagination left memory traces in his mind that would later help his actual performance. Why would a mental vision of success help produce real success? Dr. Maxwell Maltz, a surgeon and author, says this: your nervous system cannot tell the difference between an imagined experience and a real experience. In either case, it reacts automatically to information that you give it. It reacts appropriately to what you think or imagine to be true. He believes that purposeful daydreaming builds new memories in the brain. These positive memories improve a person's self-image, and self-image has an important effect on a person's actions and accomplishments. Can you use purposeful daydreaming to shape your own future? Why not try? Here is how those who believe in creative daydreaming recommend going about it. Choose a time when you can be alone and undisturbed. Close your eyes to permit your imagination to soar more freely. Many people find that they get best results by pretending that they are sitting before a large screen. They project the desired image of themselves onto that screen. Now, picture yourself as vividly as possible, the way you want to be. Remember to picture your desired goals as if you had already attained them. Go over all the details of this picture. See them clearly and sharply. Impress them strongly on your memory. The resulting memory traces will supposedly start affecting your everyday life. They will help lead you to the attainment of your goals. Of course, daydreaming is no substitute for hard work. If it's athletic achievement you want, you also have to get lots of practice in your sport. You have to work hard to develop skills. If it's school success you're after, you can't neglect studying. Daydreaming alone can't turn you into your heart's desire. But in combination with the more usual methods of self-development, it might make a critical difference. It could be the difference between becoming merely good at something and becoming a champion. If what researchers are saying is true, a life lived without fantasies and daydreams isn't as rich and rewarding as life can be. So they suggest setting aside a few minutes each day for daydreaming. By so doing, you may improve your physical and mental well-being. By taking a 10 or 15 minute vacation into the realm of imagination each day, you may add much to the excitement and enjoyment of your life. And who knows, you might see your own daydreams come true.
Unit 8. New words.
Hostile. View. Escape. Nighttime. Interfere. Interference. Researcher. Benefit. Tense. Irritable. Means. Psychologist. Contribute. Growth. Concentration. Span. Self-control. Creative. Remarkable. Shape. Industrialist. Maintain. Picture. Inventor. Notable. Achiever. Vividly. Vivid. Immeasurably. Drift. Athlete. Pole vaulting. Champion. Meet. Clear. Bar. Stadium. Trace. Memory trace. Vision. Automatically. Automatic. Appropriately. Appropriate. Purposeful. Self-image. Accomplishment. Recommend. Soar. Screen. Project. Goal. Attain. Supposedly. Affect. Attainment. Substitute. Athletic. Achievement. After. Neglect. Combination. Method. Merely. Well-being. Vacation. Realm. Enjoyment.
Phrases and expressions.
Amount to. Interfere with. Contribute to. Get along with. Do to. Come true. Go about.
Proper names.
Barb, Joan T. Freiberg, Kaiser, Florence Nightingale, Fosdick, Ulysses, Maxwell Maltz.